Today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin is the beginning of the second perek, which we already started with Richie's Fanta on the Halakha Perek, and now we can finally get to some details. Daf Men Alim. Ish Bekadesh Bo Ubishlucho. Isha Bitkadeshet Ba Ubishlucha. Ish Bekadeshet Bito Kishi Naara Bo Ubishlucho. So the dinim that we've had until now are repeated here, but from a different point of view, as the Gemara originally pointed out at the beginning of the first parak. Here we're talking about the kiddushin from the point of view of the ish. We're not talking about the kinyan. We're talking about the nature of kiddushin, the lashon derabbana, as the Gemara said earlier. And we're talking about the additional inyan of shlichut. So a man can be makadish and isha with a shliach. A woman can accept kiddushin with a shliach. And a man can be Makadosh's daughter as a Nara, which means obviously he can be Makadosh as a Ketana, if he has Rishus to be Makadosh as a Nara, where she has her own Das, but we'll see why it specifies Nara over here. Also, either himself or with a Shliach. Ask the Gemara, well, isn't it sort of obvious that if he can use a Shliach, so obviously he can do it himself. If you can't do it yourself, how can you make a Shliach? So why does the Mishnah have to say, Bo Bishmucho, since it's quite clear, bo mi boy? So what do we need to say bo for? Rav Yosef, that comes to tell us that bo comes first. Always do things yourself before you have a shliach do them. Because a mitzvah, bo yotem mi bishlucho, it's always a bigger mitzvah to do a maisa, a mitzvah with your own goof. And therefore, since you're going to be mekayim a mitzvah, and remember, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to be, he actually uses this as one of the Tariq mitzvahs, right? That a person should be lokeach an isha, b'ksuva v'kiddush. And this idea means that the actual going out and doing a kiddushin is a mitzvah. Question is it related b'chlal to the mitzvah period of Rivia? It's an oifen of being mekayim period of Rivia. Or is it just a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei, the way the Rambam lists it? Fine, we'll have some bigger discussions about this when it comes to discuss the woman. But anyway, so since it is definitely a mitzvah, it should be done with your own involvement. The more you're involved, kolatz meisai tamarna, the more you're involved, the bigger the mitzvah is. Ki oder Rav Safra machrich resha, what's before Shabbos. So Rav Safra would do the actual, remember after Shlita, they had to singe off the remaining hairs if they were going to eat the meat of the Rosh. He would do that himself to prepare for the Su'adah Shabbos. And Rova would be Malach Shibuta. He would make the herring. Well, actually, Shibuta is a big fish, not a little fish, but the same idea. So he would salt the fish for what they had instead of the herring, and he would salt it himself in order to be Mechin for Shabbos Kodesh. Ikari Amri. Now, others say, no, that's not the reason it says Bo. The reason it says Bo is because it's really an Isser to use a shliach. It's not just that it's a bigger mitzvah. If you're able to do it yourself, do not send a shliach. At least, do not send a shliach where you don't know the woman personally. So here it's not referring to the etzem, kinyan and kiddushin. That obviously is not an iser to do with a shliach. But to send someone, find me a girl, it's definitely a lot easier. Find me a girl and give her a kiddushin for me and then let me know her name and everything, you know. So that is an is. Why? Because Rav Yehuda Amarav, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Asur La'adam Shekadesh Et Ha'isha Ad She'ireinah. You should at least see the girl that you're going to be marrying before you marry her. Shema Yireh Ba'davar Megunah. But what if you really don't like her? You don't like the way she looks, turns you off. You're going to end up being married to her and you're going to be over. Tizkanei Alav, you'll be over on V'rachmona Amar V'yahavta L'reicha Kamoicha. So you don't want to do that. So therefore, you want to make sure that you at least see the girl you're going to marry. What do you say, Naftali? Good idea? See the girl that you're going to marry. Maybe not. So that's the question. Maybe it's more could I just send a shliach, say, find a girl for me, let me know her name and her address. I'll take care of the rest. So the Gemara is saying, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda, that no, that's not a good idea. Because, not because it's not a good idea practically, but because you may be over on an iser. So not liking a wife is a problem. you know, you can manage to deal with living with her for the next 70 years, maybe. But what are you going to do about the Isser? Okay. So because of that, the Mishnah used the word bo to tell you, be careful to do it yourself. But Rav Yosef definitely said the business about mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho. So where did he say that? That he said on the next piece of the Mishnah. Itmar de Rav Yosef, a seifa itmar. That he only said on the seifa, which was, Aisham mitkadeshet bo b'shlucha, that a woman can be mekudeshet through a shliach. So we ask the same kasha over there. Well, obviously, if she can make a shliach to accept kedushin, then obviously she can accept kedushin herself, because you cannot make a shliach if you can't do it yourself. I mean, so why even mention the word bo? So bo mi boy, her of course is bo, not bo, but the same question. I'm Rav Yosef, and that's where Rav Yosef said his response: mitzvah ba yoter mi bishlucha. It's a bigger mitzvah for her to do it herself. Now, it's not so clear what that mitzvah is it? I mean, a woman is not chayevus imperia verivia, so if she's not chayevus imperia verivia, what sense is there of the mitzvah? It's not clear. So in other words, the halacha that we said you're supposed to do for a man, that makes sense. But from the seifa, we can learn out in general that there's a bigger mitzvah to do things as your own self. Why isn't it also an iser? Oh, it's not an iser, because after all, baha isur aleka, there's no iser, because as we know from Rish Lakish, the Om Rish Lakish, a woman's attitude towards kedushin is tav lametav tandu melametav arma. Look, you know, just give me a guy. I don't really care. I just want to be married. So it's better to live with two bodies than to live with one. That's a woman's attitude about this. So she's not going to come to make a big deal about the fact that, you know, her husband is a pygmy or whatever, like the Gemara says, right? So she'll accept that, and she won't be over on v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. So therefore, the only thing that we have left is the idea of mitzvah ba yoter mi bishlucha. So what's the mitzvah? If a woman is not mitzvah the period of Rivya, so the Ran says it's a mitzvah because she's involved in the overall mitzvah. So even if the Baal is the one who is directly mechuyev, but obviously anybody that's involved in that, she's giving her life to that. So there's a tremendous mitzvah. So because of that, there would actually be a not proper relationship to the mitzvah if she gives it over to a shliach. And that's why the Mishnah is saying it's better. You're going to be doing things, do it heart and soul. Put your life into it and don't have it at arm's length. Even though some things are easier at arm's length, it's better to do it yourself. And that we see that even when it came to the mitzvahs, that obviously Rav Safra and Rava had lots of people working in the kitchen. They didn't have to do it themselves. But when it came to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, they went out of their way to be involved in the cooking process. And therefore, Kyodav Safra was Machrish L'Resha, Rafa was Malach Shibuta, and Naftali would make the meat. I'm saying obviously only the biltong, but would make the biltong, you know. And Ari would make the herring, maybe. I don't know. Ari's not big on the herring, maybe. But the idea is the same. Okay. Now, getting finally to the third case in the Mishnah. Third case is a Mishnah. Is that Aish Makadashit Bito Kishihi Na'ara? Now, that doesn't make much sense, does it? Because, I mean, if he can even be Makadashit Bito Kishihi Na'ara when a Na'ara has a dat, that's mom. So, Kol Shekein, et Bitina Tati Le'ish Hazeh would include a katana. That's for sure. We need an extra posik to tell me all the Shevacham the Urim and so on. So, why does it say only when she's a Na'ara? That's also being merame is to what the correct Hanahaga is and not what the possibilities are. So this is Misayel Elurav, the Omer of Yonah Maravi Temer of Elazar. It's actually prohibited for a person to be Makabel Kedushin for a Kitana because she is too young to have any feelings about who she wants to marry. And she has to be old enough to be able to say, Achitigdav Tomar, I want this guy. And therefore, even though he has the rites, in terms of the halacha, he can be mekabel kedushin, but it's inappropriate to do so, because if she doesn't really have any kind of das, she may well come out being disgusted with her marriage. I ask Taisvah, so what? I thought we said that a woman is ready to accept anybody, right? So I thought that's not a problem. So what's the difference if she likes the guy or she doesn't like the guy? That's only where it was her idea, and now it's your idea. So obviously, if daddy goes and does it, then it's a disaster. But if she chooses to do that herself and she makes a shliach, fine, okay. So then she's saying that, you know, I'll take anybody, but not if you give it to her. This, of course, is one of the first lessons in Gan Eden that we figure out about the nature of the human psychology on this issue, correct? No. It's because you gave me this woman that I don't want her. I don't care who she is. All right. Aisha Asher Natatali. Tosfos doesn't refer to that, but it's a good raya. Okay. So, fine. How do we know this, Bichlal? In other words, the din of Shlichut, we had all the psukim, and we spent the whole first perek looking around for how do we know what the various kinyanim are. We found rayas and psukim for every single type of kinyan. But where do we know that you can achieve the same kinyan when somebody else is doing it? Well, just because you said, I want you to act as my agent, so therefore it's a given that it's the same level of kinyan, where does that come from? It's certainly not the most intuitive thing in the world that agency is the equivalent of the person himself. Oh, and that, the truth is, we have a lot of different mekeres in different situations, which involve different types of issues, each one of which presents a unique problem in terms of agency. So let's talk about, first of all, we already dealt with one of these questions, and that was when we were learning Gittin. So when we were learning Gittin, we learned all about Shlichut, you know, lots of problems with the Shliach, and so on, Shliach LeKabbalah, Shliach LeHoylocha, and all of those things. So what was the Mokar over there? So the marker over there, you'll remember that we went through, was Vikatavla, Sefer Kritut, Vinatan Biada, Vishilcha Mibeto. And that Vishilcha Mibeto, remember, is repeated twice, because then she's Olach and she marries another guy, and then he doesn't like her, Sneha Isha Acharon. And it repeats the same thing, that he gives her a get, and Vishilcha Mibeto. So if there's a question over here between the Rishonim, are referring to the second Vishilcha, referring partially to the first Vishilcha, and also to the Vishilcha. That's a Machlokas Tosfos brings various Shitas, that basically the second Vishilcha, at least according to Rabbeinu Chananel, is completely extra, because all it has to say is V'natan B'yada. We already know the main limut from Vishilcha. The main limut from Vishilcha, you will recall, is that he has to be able to send her out of the house. If she's insane and she doesn't know what being sent away means and she keeps coming back, you cannot give her a divorce. Even though you can give a divorce Baal Korcha, that's not called a divorce. So therefore, up to either insanity or a certain level of das, if it's a katana, there is no way to give a divorce. You can't be Mekayim, the Vishilcha Mibeto. So that is a fundamental limud. Now the question is, does it leave us an additional limud because it could have said Vishilach instead of Vishilcha? Okay, or we have the second pasuk. In any event, we end up with three separate drushas over here, which is the Shilcha. It could have said Vishilach. It says Vishilcha. We'll see what we learn from that. And it says Vishilcha. So from here we learn out, A, that Vishilcha means that Vishilach, if it would have just said, that would have been enough to teach me that the man can make a shliach of Halach. Then it says Vishilcha, that teaches me, again, Beremes, because obviously you have to take out the Mapike, and it has to be Vishilcha, not Vishilcha. But, okay, but it's still, the way it's written, we don't see the Mapike, so the Vishilcha could be she sends, Vishilcha, she sends, meaning that she appoints an agent, fine. And then since it says Vishilcha, that teaches me, and that Shliach can appoint another Shliach. So all of these Ramazim, we could have from one Pasuk, possibly, as I mentioned, different Shitas at Tosef Springs. Titania. Oh, sorry. So Ashkaz is, okay, so now we have a nice marker for the din of shlichus in gerushin. Let me first, Barnea is about to attack me, so let me first take a drink. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam shehakol nihyeh bidvaro. So Ashkechan begerushin. Okay, this teaches me that you can do this in gerushin. How do I know that I can do this also with the kinyan of kedushin? Now I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, okay, well, I mean, why not? If I can do it with the gerushin, why shouldn't I be able to do it with the kedushin? Ah, but that doesn't work. I'll tell you why. Because v'chi tema d'yalef begerushin, isn't there an obvious difference? I mean, gerushin, you would be able to divorce a wife ba'al korcho, right? But she doesn't have any das in it. If that's the case, so then that means that you have a lot more power to achieve a gerushin, which could mean that therefore the Torah allows you to utilize that power even in terms of appointing a shliach. But how does that prove that you could do the same thing with kedushin? Where over there, you don't have really any power. You need her agreement. Omar Kra, we know the answer to that one. Since it says v'yatzava haita, we've used that in so many different ways. Makish havayala yitzia. Remember that the first v'shulchan aposik is the first ba'ala, ba'ala rishon. And then there's the ba'ala acharon, so v'yatzava haita la'ish acher. And that ish acher is a comparison, therefore, to the yitzia mibeto, to the halicha, to the other beto. And therefore, it's telling you, just like yitziyah can be done through a shliach, so to havaya, which is the other word that we use for kedushin, becoming the kedushin, havaya is also able to be achieved through a shliach. Okay, so I understand. This is when it comes to issues of marriage. Now, I mean, there's other issues where the comparison of havaya to yitziyah is totally irrelevant, and the fact that you could do something bal korcho is totally relevant. And the fact that we're talking about a particular type of kinyan, which results in relationships instead of in actual kinyan in the normal sense of possession, where is the Rebbe? Don't tell me the Rebbe is still sick? He's unable to come to the daf? What does that mean? The next screen? The next screen down is Richie. I don't see any Rebbe in the next screen down. Where's No, that's Ari. Where is the Rebbe? Oy vey, chas v'shol. Okay. So, elohad, it's not. Okay, so what about this other issue? I'll give you another example. Okay, how about Truma? So here we've got a Mishnah, and this Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Truma, and he didn't say how much, right? So we know there's three different types of Trumas. There's the typical Truma, which is the Beinoni, and then the Nirushami, they learned out these three Trumas from Psukim, actually, very beautifully. So there's a Truma, which is Beinoni. Beinoni is Echad B'Chamishim, like we find, Achuz Echad Ben Chamishim. Remember, we found that Benogea, the Truma, so to speak, of Bnei Yisrael, in the what it is that they captured in war. Oh, here we go, Baruch Hashem, Rezechet to see the Rebbe. I hope this means that he's all better, he's all well. Almost. But he'll be completely well for Yom Kippur. Bezos Hashem. Okay. Fine. So you tell it, that's the middle normal das of a person is to take one out of 50. Somebody who is very generous takes one out of 40. Somebody who's like really not very giving, so he can reduce it to one out of 60. And as I said, the Yerushalmi brings Ramosim for each one of them from different psukim. So suppose a guy was told by a balabayit, take off truma for me, and he doesn't give any instructions. How much truma? So over there, he should estimate what type of guy this person is, because it's not really clear. And therefore, he has a right to define the das of the balabayit. So if he thinks it's a nice guy and is a generous person, she can give echad mi'arbayim and so on and so forth. What about imenu yodea dat balabayit? What if he doesn't know anything about the balabayit? So what should he do then? So then he should take the beinonis, and the beinonis is echad mi'chamishim. Now the question is, what happens if he actually ends up giving more than the guy wanted him to give, and or he gives less than the guy wanted him to give. So what happens in that case? Is it still going to be chal or not? That's a really different question. Let me just get the next off. So then the issue would be if he's, there's a machlokas over here, by the way. What do we mean by if he gives pichet asara or sif asara? Pichet asara would mean, in one case, it would mean if we define it as if he gives less than the balabayas would give, or it would mean if the balabayas' response is, I wanted to give a less, and he ended up giving more. So the balabayas wanted to give 1 out of 50, let's say, and he gave 1 out of 40. And Hosif Asra would be the same, or vice versa. Tosfos says it's not the question of what the balabayas wanted, it's a question of the amount of the truma, or whatever. The bottom line is, he took off an additional, these additional 10, meaning 10 as your denominator, it still would be trumato truma. Because since the balabayat didn't say, he obviously relied on this guy, and he was willing to foot the bill for whatever this guy was going to do, one way or the other. Otherwise, he would have given him instructions. So if this guy says, gee, I don't know, I always thought you were a giving guy. Now it turns out that you're not as giving as I thought you were. You can't blame me for thinking highly of you, or vice versa. Okay, so this is the way that you told me that I should do it. So how do we know that? Anyway, where do we get the idea that you can take off truma from someone else because he gives you the power to take off truma? And that's like a whole different type of shlichus. Well, why not? I mean, it's the same idea. The Torah says that in achieving an issue of a kinyan, you can create shlichus. So why wouldn't you be able to give shlichus over here? Well, it's a big difference. I mean, we're talking about over there gerushin and kiddushin. You're talking about basically secular matters. You're not talking about inyanim that have elements of kiddusha. I mean, a kiddusha doesn't come from you directly. It comes because of that kriya shame of kiddusha. So that kriya shame is something maybe the person has to do himself. I mean, after all, he's giving it to a higher level. So maybe it has to be done by him. So how do I know that's something that has to do with a getter of kiddusha mamish as opposed to kiddushin? You can use a shliach. Ah, since it says in the Torah, came to rimu gam atem. You too. What do you mean gam atem? No, gam atem. So gam atem is apparently saying not only you, but gam always means some ancillary addition to you. Kaintarimu gam atem. Must be that it's coming to tell me that a shliach is good. Rabotet a shliach. Okay, so then if we know that you can even do a shlichut in order to create real kedusha with truma, so why can't I learn out of that you could definitely do a shlichut for gerushin or kedushin, for secular things? So I should be able to learn it the other direction, because you told me that the reason that I can't learn it was because that's only for secular things. Ah, okay, but now that I know it's even for Kaddish things, so kosher came for secular things, right? So no, because there's one element which makes truma an easier topic for making a shlichus. So why is that? It's very easy to create truma because you don't have to actually take the truma biyadayim. You can actually define in your mind which part is going to be truma, and then you can eat the other parts. And that's because the pasuk says v'nechshav lachem. It's nechshav lachem truma sechem. That truma that's talking over there about truma is meiser, but the bottom line is it can be done b'machshava, and therefore. You can't marry a woman, but machshava. So therefore, if this is an easier type of thing to achieve, maybe that's why the Torah said that you can have shlichut. But on something which cannot be done like that, maybe we need a new drasha for shlichut. Therefore, we need to know, and we need to have a special posik to add that shlichus is possible for also Gerushin and Kiddushin. Okay, how about, I mean, now you're telling me Kedusha has a higher need for your personal involvement. If that's the case, then how do we know when the Mishnah tells us in Pesachim that you can appoint a shliach to shecht the Korban Pesach for you? Where do we see that? We see that from the Mishnah, but it's not. I see the Rebbe and Ari are playing again. I guess he's already feeling much better. So, the Mishnah says over there, you have a chabura, and the chabura lost its Korban Pesach. They'd all gotten together, bought a Korban Pesach. Everybody is a manui. They lost the Korban Pesach. So they say to one of the guys, go out and try to find the Pesach that wandered away. And if you find it, so then you do the shlita for the rest of us. So he goes, and he finds it, and he shechts it. Meanwhile, while he's away, the rest of the chabura, they say, oh, it's taken him too long. He's probably never going to find it. Let's go and buy another one. So they go and buy another one, and they shecht their own Korban Pesach. Now what happens? Well, if his was shechted first, so then they all join him with his akhila from his Pesach. How do we know that? Okay. I mean, that means that they could tell him to shecht Korban Pesach for them. How do we know that that's true? Now, again, you're going to say, well, we've already addressed that, haven't we? I mean, we spoke about Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Truma. And you said Truma is, I need a special limud because it's Kadesh. Okay, so if we have a special limud because it's Kadesh, then that should cover the Korban Pesach, right? Wrong. Because relative to a Korban, Truma is Chol. So Malalashkin Yeshon Chol Eitzel Kodashim. That's different because relative to Kachim, Truma is not something which is on the same darg of Chulin like Truma is. So therefore, we need a special pasuk. What's that pasuk? Nafkali min Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Diom Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. How do we know that Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto? We learn it out Tafka from a Korban Pesach. Because it says in the pasuk v'shachatu oto kol kahalat Yisrael ben arba'im. That's a strange thing to say. The entire Klal Yisrael should shecht that Korban Pesach. I mean, is that really true? What, everybody's supposed to hold on to the knife when they do the shechita? I mean, you tell a guy to go shecht it. So you see clearly, says Rabbi Yishuv ben Korcha, obviously shlichut is just as good as doing it yourself because a Korban Pesach can use one of you to do the shlichas. Okay, so now we know Gittin, Kiddushin, Truma, and Kachim. But, I mean, so then why can't we just learn the Kachim, right? That was the hardest one. So let's learn this one about the Korban Pesach, and then everything else follows naturally. So, we can learn out Truma. I mean, if you can even do real Kachim and Korban, Koshken, you can do Truma, and if you could do Truma and a Korban, Koshken, you should be able to achieve Gittin and Kiddushin. So why not just write the one about the Korban Pesach? And then we can learn everything else from there. Ah, because it's a big difference. Basically, anything that has to do with Korbanos, it makes sense that a Shliach is going to be achievable. Because 99% of what you do with a Korban, you can't do yourself. Somebody does it for you. So since the whole issue of Korbanos is achieved by Kayanim for you, so it makes sense that, okay, so for those other things which even a Yisrael HaShayach do, that you should be able to make a Shliach. But what about things that are not done by others for you, unless you appoint them as an agent? Maybe over there we wouldn't be able to do it unless the Torah says Beferish. That's why we're looking for agency in the other dinim, secular dinim, or truma dinim, where we don't have everything else being done by a shliach for you. Okay, so now what you've shown me is that given any one of these, I could not learn the others from it, right? So I can't learn from Gerushin Kiddushin, because Gerushin Kiddushin, the Gerushin part is achievable Baal Korcha. And therefore, the Hekesh won't apply to anything else. Next. I can't learn out from Truma, you say, because Truma is done b'machshava. I can't learn out from Truma to the others, and I can't learn out from Karbonis to any of the others, because the Karbonis are achieved almost entirely by other people doing things for you. Okay, but what if we would put any two of these three things together? Could we derive the fourth? Let's call it the third, because we're treating Gershon and Kedushin as one unit, since they're connected with the Hekesh, right? Okay, so let's leave out one and use two to prove that the problems we had were not problems. So we can have a mamatzinu from two psukim, remember. That's one of the midas in the Torah. All right, let's try to do that. Which one shall we leave out? So hi, Tasi, which one should we leave out and learn out from the other ones? Let's leave out kochim. Well, that's obvious. We can't leave out the karbonas, because that's the whole point. All of the others are basically secular compared to kochim, right? So we certainly can't learn out kochim from the dinim of gerushin kedushin plus truma, because both of them are chol. How do we know that when it comes to something that's so choshev, like Kadesh, that the Torah would accept a shliach? All right. Okay, so let's try something else. Let's leave out Gerushin. And let's learn out the Gerushin from Truma and Kochim. No, can't do that either, because the same way that you want to bring Truma, and you can set it aside in your mind, I want this to be Truma. The same thing is true of committing yourself in your lathe and makshava that you want something to be a carbon. So amazingly, that becomes, it's called nadiv lathe. Called nadiv lathe olot, it says in Yechezkel, from which we learn out that even in Adava, from your heart, Naftali, from your heart, man, even in Adava, from your heart, he thinks I'm not looking. He thinks I'm not loving. He's wrong. In your heart is also considered to be an adava. So therefore, we can't learn out something that has nothing to do with your heart. So for Gittin and Kedushin, you can't learn out from there. Okay, I know what we'll do. We'll put together one of the seculars without a heart and one of the kachim. So what we could do is, let's leave out Truma, put together the dinim of kochim, which is the carbon pesach that we have, and the dinim of gerushin, and then what are you going to say? There's nothing you can say. You're going to say, well, these things are chulin. No, they're not. Karbonis aren't chulin, man. Oh, well, that's not the point. But what are you going to say is a common denominator between the divorce, huh? I mean, you could say, well, you can set aside a carbon with your mind. You could do the same thing for Truma. So what exactly would you prove? Divorce is done Bal Korcha. Karbonis aren't done Bal Korcha. And therefore, there's nothing to ask. So the common denominator would be that these are things that you can achieve yourself, and the Torah allows you to achieve them with a shliach. So it should be true all over the Torah. So the Gemara, you know what? You actually could. You're right. Hachinami. If I would know the dinim of Gittin Kedushin, I would know the dinim of Korban Pesach, then I would actually know Truma. Oh, well, if you're ready to admit that, then how are you going to explain the pasuk of Gam Atem? Came to Rimu Gam Atem. You said that Gam Atem, that was the basis of it. So what's that for now? Now it's a pasuk that's not teaching me anything that I wouldn't have known from a Mamatzinu. Ah, that I need really? Like Ribiana. Gam Atem means that the shliach needs to be like you, meaning Ma Atem B'nei Vrit, just like you are B'nei Yisrael, or member of the Torah's Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. And therefore, if you ask a goy to do Hafrasha for you, of Truma, it's not going to be Chal. Excuse me? Why would I need a pasuk for that? I mean, isn't that obvious? That's something that we've been talking about so often back in Gittin. Remember the question about whether an Eved can be a shliach for a get? So we said if he's not Peteras Gittin, so then he wouldn't be acceptable. Remember? Okay, so that was a given mitzvah asvara. We don't have any pasuk about that. We should learn it from Rabbi Barav and Rabbi Yochanan. An eved cannot be a shliach, to be mekabel a get from some guy for his wife. Why? Because he's not included in Teras Gittin Vikidushin. So if that din is not part of his life, then he does not have the power to actually execute agency in that issue, which makes a lot of sense. It's just a plain svara. And therefore, why would we need the pasuk of Gamatem to teach me something that Rabbi Yochanan derived Mikayach HaSvara? Ah, hold on a minute. It's not true. It's not the same at all. It's true, you see, because Saka Daitachamina, listen, obviously an Eved, he cannot be Matir, a woman with a divorce. The whole idea doesn't apply to him. He doesn't have Kiddushin and he doesn't have Gittin. So therefore, he's totally out of it. And Rabbi Yochanan's Svara makes a great deal of sense. But it is not true that a Goy is totally out of giving Truma. A Goy actually can give Truma. The Tanan, Oved Kochavim. This is the Mishnah in Trumas. Oved Kochavim Vakuti. Shetormu Truma Tam Truma. That if they go and they give Truma, nonetheless, the Truma is Truma. Now, this revolves around a lot of issues, gentlemen. It's really quite a complex question of what particular are we talking about. Remember, one issue is, does a Goy have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to be mafkia, the Kedusha Sa'aretz, from the Chiyav of Truma Sumaisos, right? We talked about that many times in the past, whether Yesh La'akum, Kinyan lafkuimi de maisers. We have another issue. The other issue is whether miruach akum paters. If a goy does the miruach, so he does the final stage, which is the smoothing down of the kri, at the end of the process of making the grain, does that pater the grain? Because normally it's the creation of the digun that is mechayev the trumas or maisers. Is the digun of an akum? Is that enough? Then there's the question that we have to consider: are we talking about necessarily that it belonged to the Akum? Are we talking about necessarily that it belonged, that he did the miruach? How about, imagine a case like this: how about if he buys the dagon from a Jew, where it already was chayiv? Suppose he bought it in a case where it grew one third, which is already the time that it's chayiv, it grew one third in the hand of Yisrael, and now he buys it. What about then? That's another question. Would the chiyav at the point of a third be mechayiv even with miruach akum? What about if he buys it even after the miruach akum? So you'll say, if he buys it after the miruach akum, there's another issue. The other issue is, yeah, complex it is. The other issue is, when you buy things, are you chayiv in taking Trumas or Maisras if it hasn't reached the stage where it's already chayiv in the Einas HaMaisras? Because it says Zaracha, Zaracha velo lakuach. Not if it's bought while it's still in a state of Zaracha, meaning it's before the Miruach. So all of these things are issues that the Rishonim discuss. What precisely are we talking about over here in the machlokas about whether if an akum takes off truma, it would be truma? But in any event, there is certainly a case where if an akum takes off the truma, maybe only if it grew in the hands of Yisrael, maybe only even if the Yisrael did the miruach, but whatever the case is, since it's possible for a goy to take off truma, maybe he could also be a shliach for somebody else's total taking off truma. But an eved has zero connection to kiddushin and gerushin, and therefore it is not a fair comparison. And you're asking me why I need kein tarimu gamatem? Because if not for that pasuk, I would say a goy is certainly okay. Because isei betruma denafshi. But wait a minute. What about according to Rabbi Shimon, who actually disagrees, and he says that a goy who took off truma, the truma is not truma at all. So how do you explain that? Because according to him, here's where Rabbi Shimon appears. We have in the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah in Trumas, Truma Soevik Kachovi Midama. So if it gets mixed up with Chulin, it actually assers the whole thing to a czar, unless there's 100 times as much. And furthermore, what about if a czar eats it? He's chayev chaymesh, as if it's real truma. That's the Tanakama, but Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're potter. So apparently, if it was a truma of an akum, so he holds that they cannot be mafresh truma at all. So if they cannot be mafresh truma, then we're back to our question. Why do we need the pasuk of atem gam atem? To tell me that a goy is not kosher, it has to be similar to you, which should have learned that out from a svara, that since they're not included in the teras trumas, by definition, they cannot be a shliach. You'll say that we find that that was true, the way we just explained it, mitzad ha-svara, it's not true, because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's the same svara. And there's no difference between truma or between kedushin and gerushin. Says Gemara, not so. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, I need a pasuk. Why would I need a pasuk? Because you see, salkadayt chamina, v'yamama, atem vidarshin, atem without gam atem. What is the atem? Kein tarimo atem. Let's say it wouldn't have said the gam atem. So we learn out from that atem itself. Listen, you can take off truma. Not an apotropos who's in charge of the property. He cannot take off truma for you. And neither can anybody else that's terim eshena shalo. If he's taking off truma from things that are not his own, he cannot be terim. And I would have thought, okay, so maybe atem goes all the way. Atem means you and only you and no shliach. That's why I need the gam atem to tell me. In this case, you can actually gam atem, that you can even make a shliach to take off truma. Now, this is all very nice, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach, because he actually uses that posik of v'shachtu kol b'nei kol kahal adas Yisrael. That's a raya, that there is such a thing as a shliach for Korban Pesach. But what about, according to Rabbi Yonatan? Rabbi Yonatan says, no, that's not what the Pesach is talking about. You know what the Pesach is talking about? The Pesach is telling you that you do not need to eat your Korban Pesach. You don't have to have a kezayis. Why? Because it says the entire Klal Yisrael brings one Korban Pesach. Now, if the entire Klal Yisrael brings one Korban Pesach, there is not going to be enough to give everybody a kezayis, right? So if that, especially if Avichai is one of the people, and there goes half of the carbon pesach, so it's certainly not going to be enough for anybody else. He's not even listening. He's going to get not even a smile, a garnish. Forget it. They're all playing games over there. Him and Ari and the Rebbe. I don't know why they turn on the screen, Bichla. It's a fake out. They probably didn't even have the sound on. Phonies. Erev Yom Kippur. I can't believe it. Anyway, so he says, that pasuk that talks about Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael is not there to tell me you can do the Shrita. It's there to tell me that you don't need to eat a Gezayis. So then how does he know that there's such a thing as Shlichas? Huh? So then that's not involved. I'll show you the Tanya Rabbi Yonatan on there. According to Rabbi Yonatan, who argues in Rabbi Shimon Korcha, he says, Minayin Shekol Yisrael Kulam Yotzim, how do we know that even Pesach Echad is enough for all of Klal Yisrael, even though nobody gets a kezayis? It doesn't matter, because it's clearly not ma'akev. Shenema v'shachatu oto kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arvayim, v'chi kol ha-kahal kulam shochtim, halo ino shochit el ha-chad, halo mikan el ha-mikan, shekol Yisrael yotzi b'Pesach Echad. So now, according to him, we don't have a raya that somebody can do the shechita for you. So now, how do we know shliach b'kachim? Now we're stuck. We don't have that pasuk. Well, we could still learn it for that same pasuk. Mine? I mean, it's still telling me, you're right, the main limud is that you don't need to eat a gezayis. But, I mean, it does say that one person checks. How could one person check the Korban Pesach for you? Must be that a shliach is kosher. Yeah, hold on a sec. That's where he's part of the same Korban. You said it's one Korban for all of Klal Yisrael. So that means that you're using a shliach who is a member of the group. Okay, I understand. If he's a member of the group, you can use a shliach. That doesn't help me to talk about shlichut where he doesn't have any part in it, right? He's basically a partner. So of course he can do it. But how about in other cases? Somebody wants him to shech the carbon where he has absolutely nothing to do with it. How do we know that he can do that? That we learned also from Karban Pesach, but from a different pasuk. It says, "V'yikulam ish selavet avot se levayit." So man can take a carbon and bring it for the whole family. How can he bring it for the family? Only because he's doing a shlichus, right? Yeah, but didn't we just tell you that that's because you're all partners? He's bringing it for the family, so it's everybody's carbon. So that explains why he can bring it for them. I understand. Running around in circles. Not running around in circles, my dear. Why would we need two psukim to tell me the same halacha? If the pasuk is only telling me the din of shlichus where you're a partner, so why would the Torah repeat itself by saying ish selabet avot, trei kroy lomali? So I'm telling you, im eno inyan lecha d'shayich, if we don't need another pasuk to tell me where you are a partner and you're part of the deal, so tnei inyan lecha d'shayich. Therefore, it's coming to tell me that even if it's a carbon where you're not part of it, you still can be a shliach. I thought we need this to tell me something. I'm going a little bit further, guys, because I want to make sure we have time tomorrow for the Yom Kippur. But wait a minute. I mean, we need this for Rabbi Yitzchak's limud. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Why does it say ish selaves alves? To tell me that an ish, indeed, he can be mizakeh for the other people. But a katan cannot do that. So since it says over here, ish, so it's coming to tell me that only someone who's a bar das is able to be mezakeh, not a katan. A katan cannot be zocha for you. Yeah, but that I know from a different pasuk also by Karban Pesach, and that is ish lefi achlo. So ish se lebeit avot. That can tell me this idea that you can actually have a shliach even in a case where you're not shayach b'gaveh. From the pasuk of ish lefi achlo, I learned that a katan is someone who cannot be mezakeh. Yes, be an ish, but I need that pasuk too. Ish lefi achlo tells me that even if you've only got one person, and that person has got enough of an appetite to eat the whole Karban Pesach, I won't mention any names. So if that person has a big enough appetite to eat the entire, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Anyway, can you shecht an entire Karban Pesach on one individual? Or is it dafka for a bias, a mishpacha, or even if he's going to eat the whole thing? Since it says ish lefi achlo, you see from there, even on one ish, shochetin et ha-pesach al ha-yachid. So apparently you can. So, but that needs that pasuk. So now we're left without a pasuk to tell me shlichut. We have a pasuk to tell me that you're not zakat and can't be zorcha. We have a pasuk to tell me that it's possible to be zorcha, but as a shliach, but only where you have a chelik in it. But we don't have an extra pasuk. If we need the third pasuk to tell me that shochtun as a pesach al yachid, then we don't have an extra pasuk to tell me that then that you can be a shliach even on a carbon where you don't have a shaychus to that carbon. Okay, so I guess we could say that Rabbi Yonatan holds, like the Mandi Amar, that Enochinami, you cannot shech the Pesach on a Yochid, and therefore this pasuk, which is now coming to tell me Ish lefi achlo, is not that you can do the whole thing to him, is coming Gufa to tell me the extra din of Shlichut, even on Karbonas, that you have no part in. Now we'll talk tomorrow about further Mekeres, that it's possible to create Dinim through Shlichut, but so far we have looked at Kiddushin, Gerushin, Truma, and Karban Pesach.